Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've got a lot of ground to cover. Pistons played their biggest game in years. Here's your recap. All right, now that that's done, we have to have a conversation. First of all, I want to wish Rico a happy Founders Day. He's all geared up for his pay-for-friends scam known as a fraternity. He rolled in. Hold on, David.
Watch out, Mike. Be careful, man.
Hold on. When he rolled in, I went, man, I didn't know you were a Newcastle fan. He's got this crested Q-zip on, and it looks regal. He looks like he should be on the cast of The Crown. And he's like, that's not a soccer team, you dumbass. He goes, that's my fraternity. I'm like, what? When did they get gear? And he goes, oh, listen, it's Founders Day. Oh, excuse me.
You done?
That's amazing.
You know what? I'm going to HR.
There you go.
I'm going to HR.
By the way,
I feel aggrieved.
Kenny, this training we're doing for the company is electric.
I feel a rate coming. Go ahead.
No. I'll just tell you, the videos we're watching for the training, this Daryl, 2-1, he's a serial killer.
Seems like quite the
this
character,
guy,
you know?
Is terrifying. All right. Big Founders Day for you.
You're a pervert.
Big Wednesday for me. Okay, then. Let's get into this.
Alpha Phi Alpha.
When did Founders Day start?
December 4th, 1906.
Man, congratulations.
Thank you.
Only a couple of years before you were born.
There it is. I told you. Told him right there.
There's the rate.
There it is. No, David, I was watching HR, and it says, I'm going to have to accept this. It's unacceptable,
yeah, really?
Michael. I can roll up a newspaper. No.
Good. Play the Italian theme song and have Kenny tell you more about Guidos. Now let's do some business.
Wait, is possum stew?
Okay. I want to bring something up. I shouldn't do this because I have a couple days off coming up and I don't really feel like getting in arguments with people, but I'm going to do the job. I want to know if anyone feels the way I do. I want you to know it is a safe space. I want you to know you won't be judged. Not by me, at least. And I want to know if you're brave enough to admit something with your lions. I am very concerned about the next couple of weeks. I'm very concerned. And it is not only the schedule. It is watching your games. It is, I don't know if there's a team in football that needs a bye week more than you. Then we start to talk about the injuries that have just piled up. I think everyone's gotten a little too comfortable where we pretend they're already not down Derek Barnes and not down Aiden Hutchinson and not down Marcus Davenport. And now you're seeing DJ Reader's hurt. Now you're seeing Onzarike is hurt. Now you're seeing Carlton Davis is hurt. And on and on and on. I mean, TJ's best friend, Pete Muhammad, is playing major snaps. Like, you have the Packers this Thursday. You get the Bills with a break, Mike. Thank God you're going to go Thursday to Sunday and get a little break. But I, guys, no one has been more positive about this football team. I think they are winning the Super Bowl. I'd be lying to you here on Founders Day. I can't lie to you on Founders Day if I told you I wasn't concerned and I think this team looks very vulnerable. I just want to know, and again, you know something else that bugged me? Enrico, I'm not trying to be provocative, and this it doesn't mean I don't like the guy. I listened to Dan Campbell's interview Monday with Cookies and John, and it I don't want to say it rubbed me the wrong way, that's a little too terse, but it was almost like Jim's drop that I have. Where is that? The whoa thing he does, that stupid stuff, whatever. Dan Campbell, after the Jahmyr Gibbs thing, basically going, I don't give a damn. I'll put out the whole playbook.
Whoa.
I'm like, all right, now hold on. You know, can we just take a step back here and let's keep the main thing the main thing? We're on to Cincinnati, so to speak. Look, I want to know if anybody feels the way I feel, but you're afraid to say it. Because right now, if you do, it's going to be a witch hunt. People are going to come after you. They're going to be angry. They're going to call you a hater. None of which I'm doing. Your injuries have gotten to a point. It's parity. And the schedule is brutally difficult here the next couple of weeks. And the Thursday short week with the Bears and coulda, shoulda lost. You get a major showdown with the Pack. You get a major showdown with the Bills. And then in Chicago, where somehow, whatever voodoo they have, they always beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles aren't slowing down. I'm concerned. Because here's all I'm left to sell you. Here on Founders Day, MF, I am left to sell you, well, Aaron Glenn will come up with something. You know, things. Guys, it's not, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, that's not how I do things. But I want to know if anyone feels how I do. Hope they win, want them to win, hope they don't lose a game. But Rico, on Founders Day, you getting a little concerned?
Yes.
A little bit.
A little bit. I think a lot of it is maybe you feel like that Tigers voodoo will just roll over into the Lions voodoo and something will happen. Jared Goff throws five picks. Don't worry about it. We win. Oh, we do, you know, something bad goes down. Don't worry about it. They'll cover up. Another defensive lineman. That's okay. Amon Ra will throw a touchdown. We'll put Penei Sewell out on a trick play. You'll forget all about how bad the defensive line is. It's almost like, hey, look over here so you don't notice the deficiencies that are going on. Yeah, there are. The defense is losing more and more people, and you are now about to play three games in a row where, yeah, Green Bay. It's a different Green Bay than what you played earlier this year.
And they're banged up too.
They are.
But point taken.
But Love is not on one leg anymore. So then you got Buffalo, to me, who is starting out to become that hot team right now. You know, you got to wonder, did the Lions maybe peak too soon where they were just doing all types of stuff? But yeah, I was with you on that whole, we'll throw out the whole playbook. Like, okay, let's get a little bit of humility, guys. We haven't won anything yet.
Like, I'm as excited as anybody to get to the playoffs, but the Eagles haven't slowed down. You're facing a gauntlet.
Yeah.
And they're facing no one the next couple weeks. And your injuries, guys, it's very real. And what Aaron Glenn has done, the biggest compliment he will be paid, he's going to be a head coach. He's going to be highly sought after.
Hear about this? And Vikings aren't going anywhere.
They're fake.
You know what? They keep faking their way into winning.
Can't win with a redhead.
And winning.
It's rule number 76. Can't win with a ginger. Name one redheaded quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl. Can't win with a ginger.
There hasn't been one?
Nope. Can't win. Listen, they don't have souls. How would you win a Super Bowl? Especially on Founders Day. David, now listen.
Was Danny White a redhead?
No.
No.
Listen to me. It's Founders Day. No messing around. Good calls only. 248-539-9797. So, David, safe space. No judgment. Is it okay to feel like a little nervous here next few weeks? Or is it just whatever, voodoo, Aaron Glenn, things, Sewell passes, stuff?
No, naturally, and we've watched football for a long time, naturally, December is the toughest for those that make the playoffs. That drive to January to playoff time is the toughest. And you are playing the toughest part of your schedule. You have Green Bay, then you have Buffalo.
Then at Chicago.
You're dealing with, for lack of a better term, dead bodies on the defensive side. You are missing a lot of key players. So, yeah, it's concerning. It is concerning when you're playing going against these guys, because you're right, Rico, you said it. Jordan Love ain't on one leg anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. So he's going to give you a game tomorrow, and we know what Josh Allen's going to do. He's playing like an MVP. So, yeah, it's tough.
And, yeah, and you got to play in the winter of Chicago. So chances are it's going to be bad weather that game, outdoors.
Look, your left tackle's banged up. You've got a defense ravaged by injury. You're still one of the best teams in the league. But, guys, all I can tell you, just years and years, this has been my job. It's been my life. You can tell when a team looks tired. This is hard, man. And this is the day I wish TJ was here, and obviously Friday you guys will have TJ. I would think TJ would agree with this take. It's just they're men. They're not machines. And this team has been through a lot of adversity already. They have. And they've come through it with flying colors. But what I don't delude myself into is invincibility. So no one is saying they're losing them all. It's oh no, never said it. What I'm saying is I'm nervous. And I want to know if anyone is feeling the same thing, but they're not going to say it in the group chat because you don't want your friends calling you a cat owner. 248-539-9797. David, I'm sure the ticket techs are spiraling. I'll put it to you like this. If I could sign a contract right now to win one of the next two games or two of the next three, I'd sign the paper right now. Because I don't know that that's in the bag. And they do look tired. And they're beat up. And they really can't. Guys, it's getting to a point defensively. You can't take more losses. You're playing people no one knows who they are. You're signing dead bodies. Didn't know Jamal Adams was alive.
To be a linebacker.
David Long signed, played 10 minutes later. It's a lot, man. 248-539-9797. I want to get Kenny's opinion, but he's busy screening calls, which is just fine. We'll talk to Kenny. If you call in, I want you to wish Rico a happy Founders Day. Is there a song?
No.
Does your fraternity have a song we can sing? I didn't realize it was a holiday today.
It's not a holiday.
It is a holiday. You're wearing a crested quarter zip. So you're either royalty or it's Founders Day.
I am the Prince of Zamunda.
Tell me the song.
I am not.
David, what's the song?
What song?
His fraternity has a song. He just gave it away.
I don't know. I'm not a part of the fraternity. I don't know, and I'm not going to act like I know. So.
You didn't pay for friends either. Got it. 248-539.
It wasn't about paying for friends. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, hold on. I know what it's about then. There it is.
Nope.
Before we go to the people, Kenneth G. Cott, you were busy screening calls, and we thank you for that. I want your opinion on this as Lions superfan. Do you feel the way I feel, or is it simply voodoo, next man up, F you, win by 50?
Well, first of all, happy Founders Day, guys.
Happy Founders Day, Kenneth.
Very important holiday. Yes, I do think...
I have a feeling neither of us are allowed in Rico's friend.
That's not true.
Really? Kenny, we should apply. When's Rush Week?
There's no Rush Week. It's no Rush Week. It's a little different.
Okay. We're learning a lot here, Mike, David.
I would strongly encourage you to join.
No, I'm all set.
I would have fun during that period.
I bet.
Several rakes lined up there.
Yeah, you know what? Let's just keep it moving. TJ, please. Kenny, go ahead.
No, to your question, I do think there is a reason to be concerned, whether it be injury or schedule. It's not going to be a cakewalk against Green Bay when you're all banged up, and it's certainly not going to be a cakewalk against the Bills. And the Lions fan that I don't relate to, and this is not judgment, this is not insult, this is guy who Lions by 50 every game. I can't do that. I understand they've done that this season, But especially when you're banged up and especially when you're in this spot, in this place in the schedule, when basically everybody that you're playing right now, I mean, nobody's 100% anymore.
No.
We're not, you know, in week three.
No, and Green Bay's banged up.
Green Bay is banged up too.
No question. I just wondered. And look, guys, the other element to this, I'm admitting it. The Eagles aren't going away. The Vikings, even though it's proven, you can't be the one seed with a redhead. Won't happen. But they're not going away. There's no margin. For as unbelievable as the Lions have played, there's no margin. And I got David over here at the whiteboard, Rico. He's doing matrix tiebreakers. Basically, if you lose to the Packers, it takes away one of your tiebreakers to stay above the Eagles.
Yep.
Look, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm still very confident in the team. I'm just telling you, I'm not as confident based on players dying every third play on Thanksgiving. Every third play, they were getting the spatula out. It's a concern. You're playing good teams. Concern. Eagles won't lose. I don't know why, but it's a concern. So I wanted to know. You're in a safe space. No judgment. 248-539-9797. We lead the show. We go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Happy Founders Day, too.
Indeed. Indeed.
Hey, listen, I know everybody's sort of worried about everything going on, especially with the Green Bay game, but I think Aaron Glenn has been Superman with his packages and stuff, and I think he will be pretty much awesome with maybe extra blitz packages against Love. And don't forget, Love has 11 interceptions, which leads the league or pretty close to it. And I think he's going to do a good job with the plug-and-play players, and they're going to put pressure. But then the offense is going to be more conservative, try to run the ball, keep the ball out of their hands as much as possible, and plus we're at home.
Go ahead.
And I think with the big rest coming up after the Buffalo game, let's not worry about Buffalo. Let's just get Green Bay done. We'll win that game. It'll be a close game. It will be.
If I could, Chris, you pretty much are going into survive in advance right now. Just do enough, win by one, next game.
Exactly. And then take the next week. And I think that's how Dan Campbell does it, too. Hey, let's just concentrate on this game first. Let's beat Green Bay. We already beat them at their place. Let's beat them here at home. We have the advantage, crowd noise, and then we can control the ball. If we can control the ball and keep it out of their hands, we'll win the game and the defense will do their job because Aaron Glenn will have.
Let me offer you a deal. If I guaranteed you beat Green Bay tomorrow, would you accept the loss against the Bills and sign the paper right now?
Yes, I would.
Okay, I think I would too. I think if I could get the NFC win, I think I would just go, you know what, split the pair, we're good.
You guys were talking. It's like a double win. So don't worry about the Bills. Let these other guys rest. We have the big week, 10 days off. Let DJ Reacher and...
Because they've seen this team just keep overcoming obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, that it started off as a joke, but I do think a lot of people believe they're not going to lose again. That the Bucs will be the only game because this team just has that magical formula working for them. That even in when you think that maybe they'll go to overtime, the coach of the other team just goes brain dead for the next 32 seconds and lets the clock run out.
We go to Kirk, 97.1. Kirk, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
Good. So listen, the topic is, are we nervous? And as a fan base, and I will speak for myself, yes. Absolutely, we are 100% nervous, but, you know, I'm 59 years old, and it's hard for me to say that because there's nothing sexy about the number 59. I'd rather it be 60. I'd get a bigger party. But that means I've been watching these Lions for 50 years, and I am 100% convinced that we're going to win it, not because I'm some super fan. It's only because we score points. The Lions score points, and all of our injuries are on defense. Well, not all of them, but the lion's share. See what I did there? The lion's share of our injuries are on defense, and I feel like we stopped on offense. I feel more confident about the Packers than I do about the Bills, but that's pretty much it. I mean, from an analytical standpoint, because after watching the Lions for 50 years, I've also been watching football for 50 years, so I like to feel like I know a little bit about the game. But I love this segment, and I will tell you why I really love this segment.
Yes.
Because there is a song, Mike. There is a song. And it goes like this. In our dear FIA. And if you want to know anything else, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff and you got to read a whole lot of books. Hey, Rico, happy Founders Day. Oh, six.
Happy Founders Day, Kirk.
See? Party up in here, 248-539-9797. The worst thing you did today was wear a crested blazer in here and think you were getting away with it. You look like you're a member of the royal family.
Okay.
Bro, look at that crest. That's serious business.
It's not even the official one.
What is it? A Nike Pro Combat Edition?
It's the alternate version.
Yeah. It's his custom crest. Check in on Ticket Text for the first time today. We're talking Lions, and it's a safe space. You can be confident, but still be concerned. The injuries are a lot, and I think this football team looks really tired. They look beat up, tired. They've played a ton of stressful games. Yeah, they've blown some teams out, but Thanksgiving was stress. Houston was stress. Minnesota, stress. Look, you can't do it every week. The idea of going 16-1 is fun. It's not realistic. But we've all gotten comfortable with, well, they'll figure it out. Magic 16-1. Guys, they signed Jamal Adams. They signed David Long. I mean, you are signing guys that are dead.
Yeah, this is the byproduct of the early bye week. Because now you're looking at the teams that have a bye week this week, and you're like, wow.
And look, here's where we're at, and I know it'll only happen when inevitably they go to an 18-game season. There's going to be two bye weeks. These players need it. It's not right. Now, I know they're going to get a rest after this Green Bay game with a 10-day break. But the reality is you can't have a bye week in week five, and then a team has to go and essentially win 17 games.
Yeah, because this is one of those, kind of like the kickoff rule, the colleges actually have it smarter than the pros. Colleges have two bye weeks. They added games, said, you know what? We're going to give you guys an extra week. I'm shocked because, yes, if you get a bye week in week three or four,
you're done.
Just, yeah.
It's really hard to do, which is, look, it's another thing of, I would feel much more confident if the Eagles would stop this.
Because you, and I know you can't do it, but you almost want the team to go into almost a load management where they're willing to lose a game to save themselves or kind of, you know what, you four take this game off and then you guys will take, you the other four will take the next game off so we can be prepared.
But it's also why I think it's most, no team needs that first round bye in the playoffs more than the Lions. No team. Think about it. What is the actual space between the bye week and that first week, wild card weekend, when you'd have a bye? When you put it in terms like that, you don't just say a number of, well, week five, and then, hey, it's the first week of the playoffs. No. Think about week five was, what, first week of October, second week of October. That's the first week of January. First time since you got a break.
Yeah, it was October 6th. So, yeah, that's a long time.
You know what I'm saying? It feels like a lifetime ago. What did the Ticket Text have to say on the matter?
The Lions need to keep the all-injured players off the field for the Buffalo game. That would give them a 17-day rest that they all desperately need. I am nervous. Injuries are piling up, and at some point it's going to cost them. We need the 1 seed for the bye so we can take our foot off the gas. It's a dangerous combination, and it's from Tom. Hate being against my team, but I'm going heavy on the Packers money line tomorrow.
Oh, God, no.
If there's ever a game the Lions should lose, it's tomorrow.
Don't do that. I'm begging you not to do that. And in no way am I picking against them. I'm not betting against them. I learned that lesson. The point I'm making is it's okay to acknowledge reality and be a little nervous.
They look a little run down. It's basically what it is. And can you keep barely making your way through and tripping away to the finish line? You were able to do it against the Bears. You were able to do it against the Colts. You were able to do it against bad teams. But now it's going to step up for the next couple of games.
I'm going to tell you, it's like, believe me, I ain't upset not being here Friday. But I'm kind of like, man, Friday's either going to be a party or panic in Motown. You got a hell of a show plan. That's going to be.
No, you know what? Friday is what it reminds me of the Monday I came in here after the Texans game. it was either going to be, oh my God,
tough, and we stagger it a little. Yeah. But I like your story better, Mike. Much sexier.
Yeah, it's Rico's safe space on Friday.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we're with you. And I'm from the 586, so I do like you, Rico.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. Happy Founders Day. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. So outside of Jared Goff, the most important player on the roster right now, in my opinion, is Aleem McNeil, because he's been the most underrated player on defense, because he's now commanding at least a double team on the interior line. And that's why teams still aren't able to run the ball effectively. So if he gets hurt, that's where I'm going to get extremely nervous. I think tomorrow's game is a must win because it allows you to take a true stranglehold on the division. Because the Packers still have to play, Vikings still have to play the Packers. So you do have that going for you. And to your guys' point, Philly's still winning. So I'm going to be a huge Steelers fan, I think it's next week, for a win against, or for the Steelers to beat the Eagles.
Oh, man. Well, I'll be pulling hard for it. I'll be the biggest Steeler fan on the planet because the Eagles, ever since Sirianni got that stupid haircut, they haven't lost. And I don't know. I mean, I'm watching the Ravens game, and I'm going, wow, they're getting handed this football game. Tucker gave away 7 points. Yeah, Mike, that's part of the concern for me is they're not going away.
No. As a matter of fact, the Eagles are starting to look like the Lions did about a month ago, where, man, are they going to lose again? Like, they just got that it factor.
Yeah, and defensively, Jalen Carter looks like he's starting to string some things together a little bit, and it makes me worried because I think defensively they're coming along, and the Saquon and Jalen Hurts combination is becoming very, very deadly. It's a younger, better version of what Baltimore's trying to do.
Yeah. Well, and again, I mean, the way they're rolling, I also, Mike, I hate saying this, the only thing that would sway my opinion about the Lions and the Super Bowl long term is if they don't have that game at home. If they got to go to Philly, I'm going to have a hard time picking them.
Yep, and that's why tomorrow's a must.
He was hurt.
Carson Wentz was hurt.
I said, do we not count?
No, it doesn't count. He had a broken back.
But he was on the team.
Doesn't matter. You can have a ginger on your team. He can't be your quarterback.
He led them there.
No, he didn't. He died week 10. He did what Phil Simms did in 93. Died week 10. Jeff Hostetler. Can't win with a ginger quarterback.
Yeah, Joe from Troy sends us in. Gingers win Stanley Cups because they have heart. But they don't have a soul.
Correct.
So.
And the Wings don't have either.
And he would know. He said he's a ginger, so.
He knows. He knows he's soulless.
Wait, should we be talking about ginger if we're taking this employee training thing?
Well, they're not employees.
Okay.
Isn't that a company standard? We don't employ redheads?
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
You know what?
Sam Darnold couldn't work here, see?
And this is why you got Friday off. Go ahead.
It's because Mikey doesn't take time off when he gets back from Saratoga in mid-August. I'm taking my time. You know what I've never understood? I want to do a documentary on employees who don't take all their time off and hand it back to their employer. Who are these people?
You know what? I think some people, it used to be, and for some places, you get a check. At the end, they're like, if you leave of all the days you didn't use, you get a check. But yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
And I still got stuff to do. I mean, Jesus. All right, listen, we're moving on.
Well, I mean, the Lions caught me up. I got so wrapped up in the season. Jimmy was like, you do realize you're the only one that hasn't turned in your time off yet. I'm like, oh. No, it's not your fault. It was just like, I'm like, oh my God, because it's just wash, rinse, repeat. And it's like, wait, it is November.
Well, and there's also certain, listen, no, you know, why am I explaining this to total strangers? They don't care. There's just certain time periods you can and can't take time off in this business. Well, guess what? That time starts tomorrow. David, ticket text?
Give me 3 out of the next 5 games and I'll be extremely happy and surprised. I'm actually watching the game by myself tomorrow. I'm deathly afraid of the way forward. I just have a feeling they lose tomorrow, someone says. Teams just don't continue to win every single week. I have a very bad feeling this division is still largely up in the air.
3 out of the next 5 probably gets you the 2 seed because Philly really just has the Steelers.
Correct.
And where is that game? Is it in Pittsburgh?
That is in Philadelphia.
Ugh. I've learned not to count out the Steelers. We made fun of them, but they're just Mr. Dangerous.
They're the AFC Vikings. That's all.
I don't know, man.
They're not real.
Wonderful team that would be in New Orleans. Brian,
you don't believe that for a second.
But you know what? Your quarterback doesn't have a Batmobile.
Yeah, what is that?
That's why I like Joe Burrow better.
Yeah, sure. Great. You're winning. Brian and Monroe.
He's probably got a kick and go.
All right, can we please?
I agree with the concern. Despite the other two shows planning parade routes, I see the Lions going 2-3 down the stretch, playing in the wild card weekend.
I would like to just say I have said none of that. I have simply said I am concerned, heightened awareness, injuries mounting, and I'm probably reading way too much into the Dan Campbell interview, but it was just a little much for me. The whole, I don't care, I'll put the whole playbook out there. Oh, geez. Come on now. Look, they might steamroll the Packers. It's a weird league, guys. Weird things happen all the time. I'm just saying it's okay to be concerned. Now, if you're not and you're still flying high, they're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn's going to start Kenny Cott. It's going to be fine. I'm not mad at you. I just wanted to offer an alternative perspective that at least on this show, yeah, if I could beat the Packers tomorrow night, lose to the Bills, I'd sign the paper right now.
I think you should, because it's inevitable.
Well, it's not available. It's not a real thing.
I know, but I'm saying you're not going to win every game. But I do think that I want to hear from the people who still believe in that 16-1. They're not losing again in the regular season, and they're going to be ready. Because
the Eagles would just lose, this would take care of itself. Can they stop already?
They look damn good.
I don't want to talk. All right, quick TO from the business at hand. We do have college football playoff matchups to talk about. Mr. Rico Beard on Founders Day, no less, to take us through the bracket. Rico!
All right, Michael. Because you will not be here on Friday, I'm going to add a little bit to this.
Okay.
So let's talk about the championship games first before we get to the fictional playoff bracket.
Okay.
Championship game, Tulane, Army. For the AAC championship.
Tulane. Army's defense is booty, haven't played anybody, and the fact that Tulane's favored by 4, and now it's up to 5.5, kind of suggests where people are thinking. Green wave.
Here's one that I can't believe I'm really interested in watching on Friday night.
The UNLV Boise?
Yeah.
UNLV plus 4.
UNLV Boise.
I don't think Boise's that good. And I mean, I've watched more of their games than I care to admit. Look, man, escape at Wyoming, escape against Nevada, a game against the dead body of Oregon State that it was closer than the score indicated, and they should have lost to UNLV the night they played in Vegas about 6 weeks ago.
So you're going with the fighting Ricky Whites, who had a quarterback quit the team, and they still kept winning.
Well, they got better because Haj Malik Williams is a better player. But here's the thing. Is this with the spread or who's winning?
Just who's winning.
Oh, damn. F it, UNLV.
Okay. David, you watched a ton of Boise State all year.
Yeah, but they've gotten worse throughout the year. Really excited.
I got to do it. I got to go with Arizona State. I hate Matt Campbell. He overly brims his hats.
Clemson.
It's a stovepipe.
Clemson, SMU.
I hate Dabo Swinney, SMU. The play I like in that game is the over, I think.
That screams ACC. SMU?
I know. An American Conference team winning the ACC.
Here's the funny thing.
A Pac-12 team winning the Big 12.
I wonder what the odds are of Arizona State, Big 12, Texas winning the SEC,
yep.
SMU, ACC, and Oregon, the Big 10.
And it's actually a book written by Rico Beard called The Sport I Killed.
Forward. Mr. Valindi.
Yeah. I hate this book.
Happy Founders Day. All right. Texas, Georgia.
Texas. I can't believe I just uttered that. Kenny, I'm concerned.
And I am too.
I just feel like Texas's ground game, you guys let Georgia Tech put 300 on you on the ground.
What's the spread on that game?
2.5. If it was Georgia getting 3.5, I might lean your way. I get very concerned that Georgia won't win the line of scrimmage. And the fact that Georgia rolled into Texas and kicked their ass, it's hard to beat a team twice in 1 year. I'm rooting for Georgia. I don't want Texas to win this. Yours face bothers me.
Funny you said that. Remember you said that, okay? And finally,
what did I do wrong?
Nothing. Oregon, Penn State.
Exactly. Penn State.
What was that, David?
That sounds just like the stadium sound effect. Just like it. There's no difference.
Yeah. This is what you ordered, and this is what you got off Temu.
So if you want more of that sound effect, cash the ticket. Now listen.
All right.
Football reason.
Okay.
Is Oregon that good? Like, are we sure they're that good? Should have lost to Wisconsin 2 weeks ago, 16-13. Maryland, I like turtles, moved up and down the field on these idiots. They didn't blow Michigan out. No, they rubbed it in.
They haven't, Mike, but you haven't seen the game where they just go brain dead like you've seen Alabama, like you've seen Georgia, like you saw Ohio State, like you saw all of these other teams. They just consistently get it done. Except for, like I said, the Wisconsin game was their scare this year.
Yeah, but do they have this? No, they don't. Look, it's an Andy Kotelnicki game.
And you know, somehow I can see that ratty-looking mascot. That's the noise they make. Like the dude that walks around in the costume that hasn't been washed since ever.
All right. The spread, look, it's only 3.5. Earth is betting Oregon. Why is that number not 4, 4.5, 5? It's not moving. I don't know what to do. I know. I get what I deserve if I pick James Franklin. I hate James Franklin. And I'm going to lose, and I'm going to sound like Caller Nick. But what do you want me to do?
You want to place a bet on the board?
What, between me and you?
Yes.
I'll buy you lunch for fun,
okay.
Sure.
Okay.
But I get the 3.5 points.
Sure.
Hey, hit the button.
All right, let's get
to it. It sounds just like it. What aren't you hearing?
Dave, we got time for the fictitious. All right.
Yes.
As of right now. College football playoff brackets. Here are the games that you would be seeing. Arizona State traveling to Penn State.
No, thank you. Terrible matchup.
No?
No, that's not for me.
Okay. Because here's the funny thing about it. The winner of that matchup, this is why Ohio State has to be angry they lost to Michigan. Winner of that matchup gets Boise State.
God, that's disgusting. James Franklin will trip his way into the semis.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
This is why Ohio State should be angry.
But the Big Ten's so good.
Careful. Oh, please. Costa's going to be home all bricked up. And then cutscene, 38-0 Georgia.
Careful. You know when coaches say they're going to hang 100, normally it doesn't work out too well for them.
Point taken.
So now if Tennessee, Ohio State, the winner of that game, takes on Oregon.
Yes, I'd watch that.
We already talked about the winner of the Arizona State Penn State game takes on Boise State. Whoever wins that game in Happy Valley, just go ahead and go straight to the semis.
But it's a spite fiesta. That game shouldn't exist. The game should be illegal. But again, you have a stupid 12-team playoff and not 16. And we're going to do bye weeks over here and not over here. It's ridiculous.
Well, and instead of taking the four best teams giving them the bye, you got to give it to... Right.
Now, Rico wins.
And you have Indiana, Georgia. And remember what I said before? The winner takes on Texas. So Georgia could play Texas 3 times in a row. See, there was a method to my madness.
I would hate to see it. Okay, ask Kenny.
Kenny.
He's directly involved in the game. You want to play the same team 3 times?
I think whoever loses the title game, the conference title game, wins that game. And I don't really care which way it goes.
Now, hold on. If Georgia loses the conference title game, do they still get in?
If Georgia loses the conference title game, probably not. Because now you're going to have Miami saying, hey... Yeah, we only lost twice.
But time out. You also didn't play anybody, didn't beat anybody. Miami doesn't deserve... Now, if it's Miami v. Georgia, Georgia should go. Miami got to sit home. Georgia had to go play the number 2 team in America. Why am I yelling at you? I'm not even upset.
Our strength of schedule was absurd, though, this year.
Correct.
It was.
So is the fact you eat possum.
It could
Don't
be.
Eat possum.
Or, you know, Illinois says, why not them? So, you know.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. And then the winner of Alabama, Notre Dame, takes on SMU.
God, these games are awful.
That's because they're not taking the four best teams.
Yeah. It's almost like this bracket was ill-conceived, rushed, and not well thought out.
But you know what it gave us, David?
It sounds just like it.
It sounds just like it. What you ordered versus what you received.
It's like the time Kenny ordered a mail order bride.
Okay.
Catalog says.
Steven?